At the Olympic Games, Irish boxer Kelly Harrington is through to the final of the lightweight division after defeating her Thai opponent in their semi-final bout in Tokyo this morning. The 31-year-old Dubliner, who won a split decision against Sudhaporn Seesandy, will now fight for gold with a silver medal guaranteed. RT commentator Hugh Cahill set the scene as the verdict was announced.
In red.
She's done it! She's through to Olympic final. Kelly Harrington from St. Mary's Boxing Club in Dublin is through to an Olympic final. The 31-year-old holds Seesandy's hands 3-2, split decision. In the end, it was Judge Four who made the difference from Cuba, has given it to Harrington. Seesandy acknowledges John and Zor. Kelly Harrington, an Olympic final. An Olympic final.
She will fight Brazilian boxer Beatriz Ferreira in the final on Sunday. At the ringside in Tokyo, Kelly spoke to RT's Joe Stack about the prospect.
It's going to be a massive fight. It will be what it will be. It'll be exciting. It'll be... It's just going to be what it'll be, you know. So, looking forward to it. And I'll speak with the coaches about it. I'll speak with Noel Bourke about it. And we'll come up with a plan all together. And then we'll start to work on that over the... when the final is, but...
You anyway. Were the flag bearer for the team. You're the flag bearer for the country now come Sunday.
As my brother says, the last mile is never crowded. And that's the way it does feel sometimes. It does feel very lonely. But I suppose that's the difference, isn't it? You know, to be able to hold on in there and keep it going.
Fáilte Ireland has said that it will meet government officials today to update the public health guidelines and provide clarity on the operation of outdoor events. It comes after questions were raised after it emerged that the former Minister for Children, Catherine Zappone, had organised an outdoor gathering of 50 friends and former colleagues at a Dublin hotel, several days prior to her controversial appointment as a UN special envoy, which she has since turned down. The government said that regulations prior to the hotel gathering allowed for outdoor events and gatherings of up to 200 people. A group representing workers in the nightlife sector has criticised the government's response to its reopening, saying a continued shutdown will result in an upsurge of unregulated events. In a letter to the Taoiseach Tánaiste and Minister for Arts, the Give Us the Night campaign says its industry is the only remaining one without any date for return, and described the government handling as inadequate, inflexible, and lacking a basis of understanding of how the industry works. Conor Hunt reports.
It's an industry that has been hit hard by the COVID restrictions, and it's now calling for a definitive plan to get it reopened. In its letter to government, the Give Us the Night group says its industry has been shut for 17 months and many venues and nightclubs have had to permanently close. It's calling on the government to allow for non-socially distanced trial events to be held in September, regardless of COVID case numbers, and says a resumption for all live events, including in nightclubs, should happen no later than the beginning of October. The group says a reopening plan for the sector is now long overdue, and that Ireland is the only European country that has made no concrete plans for its return.
A White House official has said that the United States plans to allow fully vaccinated non-US citizens enter the country. However, no time frame was specified for it to happen. The official said the US will develop a phased approach to the reopening of its borders, which since the start of the pandemic have been closed to most foreign travellers. Fully vaccinated travellers returning to Northern Ireland from France will no longer need to quarantine from Sunday. The change is part of adjustments to the UK's traffic light system for international travel and brings France into line with other countries on the UK's amber list. Seven more countries, including Germany and Norway, have been added to the green list. A status yellow thunderstorm warning is in effect for Ireland and is valid until 7 o'clock this evening. Met Éireann is warning of thunderstorm activity with the risk of hail, leading to localised flooding and hazardous driving conditions. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.eu.
Blustery with heavy, showery rain clearing northeastwards this morning as brighter conditions follow from the southwest. Heavy showers or thunderstorms will develop as the day progresses, bringing the risk of hail and spot flooding. Highest temperatures 17 to 21 degrees in fresh and gusty southerly winds veering westerly later.